Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Coach Bill Bush on Early Break. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. We have talked about the NFL at length today. The Eagles and Chiefs are the teams in the Super Bowl. Eagles win 31-7 over the Niners. Chiefs 23-20 over the Bengals last night in the AFC Championship game.
Riveting.
It was riveting.
I thought, I'm a little unlike you, and I was captivated by that first game too.
I don't know why.
Because the Niners were down to almost playing McCaffrey at quarterback in the NFC Championship game. It was fascinating to watch Shanahan try to maneuver his way through that situation, which is an ungodly situation.
On the road.
Yeah.
With quarterback with issues for days.
And think about how loud that stadium was. You're dealing with that. Oh, God. Football is unbelievable.
I'd say interested, not fascinated.
Yeah, I was fascinated.
Game two was fascinating. Game one was.
It was interesting to see how they're going to handle it. That part was good. But no,
I'm not backing off fascinating there, big shot.
When you're watching a game with you, that there's like absolutely no chance you don't know how the outcome is going to be, that's never going to be fascinating to me.
Oh, it was fascinating.
What, really?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the 65-7 win by Georgia also in the championship game? Was that fascinating?
Yeah, in a sense it was. Yeah, because anything that extreme in that on that stage, yeah, it's kind of fascinating to me.
I was more fascinated that it was like 50-some degrees and the Niners head coach had his hoodie up the whole time.
Oh, was it 50?
Yeah, it was warm
in
there.
In Philly?
Yeah,
in
Philly? It was very warm. Because
it was 5 at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
It was 50? Yeah, 50 why degrees. Did Shanahan have his –
I don't know. Watch the sidelines.
He did. He had his hood up the whole time.
Yeah, hoodie up the whole time. So that intrigued me. That was interesting to me.
That was fascinating.
That's kind of different. He's got his hoodie up, and nobody else does and it wasn't cold.
Yeah, interesting. That is. Now that you mention, I just figured it must be really, really cold.
Nope, not cold.
You posed a question to me yesterday that you wanted to ask Coach Bush.
Yeah,
about.
Matt Rhule was on Bussin' with the Boys.
Yes,
last week, and it was really good. I mean, Rhule's appearance was. He said a lot of interesting things. He said why he likes ping pong tables in the facility because guys have to take their earphones out and not look at their phones. You kind of get to know each other with those playing ping pong, which I kind of wonder why he likes having ping pong tables around.
It's like a distraction, right?
He also said, and he just said it quick. He didn't elaborate on it, but I want to ask Bill about it. He said he won't have cameras following him into the team meeting room or the locker room. No go. sacred ground. Prime has them follow him all over the
everywhere.
Place. What would your policy be on that? Would you want a camera in your special teams meeting room?
Policy-wise or any phase of that would not be me. Not saying that that's not somebody else has a different plan and they have their plan. Big time supportive of that. They want to have
of
having a camera in the locker room if that's what their plan is. That would not be my plan. If the head coach says, we're going to have a camera in there, that's what we're going to do, so I'd have a plan to be on camera. Not what I'd want to be. You do it. And the biggest thing is what Coach Rule hit on. There's just a certain place that not everybody gets to go. And so it's like, you know, phones down, this down. We're in here. We're having these conversations. And I'd hate to think that I had to be like on parade showmanship at all times with the camera. There's nothing inappropriate said. There's nothing like, oh, I'm worried I said that. But it just wouldn't be me. I would not want to have that. Locker room, the pre-game one, I think is horrendous. I hate the one that is
really
all of a sudden they flash to whatever team and they're going to show them in the locker room.
They do this
and
a lot.
See the head coach talk for 20 seconds and he's excited. The person's going to do it. They're very excited to be on camera. That would not be what I would want to have done. But if they have that plan, that's okay. That I think that is just
unnatural.
Unnatural. It's just not a.
It's unnatural
because games aren't won on some pregame 30-second last speech or anything. So I would not want someone in the locker room. What happens in the locker room after the game is there's always a lot of clips. Some of them are like celebrations, and a lot of those are captured on with the creative staff. That's the creative video staff. And also, unless you have – you better have a really, really, really strict rule how you're going to handle phones. Because when all of a sudden on celebration, kids grab their phones and they come into the locker room. Then all of a sudden the coach comes in, and you see it all the time in basketball where coach comes in and they douse them with water or whatever. You see that a bunch. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that's caught on some or on phones. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's always dicey to deal with. It wouldn't be what I would like to have done. But again, the situation is, what does the head coach want done? Mm-hmm. And if he wants people mic'd up, he wants cameras in there at that time, then that's what you do. Then you get mic'd up and you put cameras on and you go do your business and handle all those. We used to have those different times, and I know that a lot of times they would mic us up for our meetings because coaches wanted to hear them, what our meetings were like or whatever. And I was always like, yeah, come in anytime. Yeah, come in, bring a camera in. Yeah, mic me up. I'm good. Let's go. Because you're not, that didn't bother me a bit because that again, it gets unscripted. But it would be hard for me. That'd be one of those things that I know it was a controversy. With Colorado and with I think it was Danny Cannell said a statement about something about that. He made a statement towards Colorado about they had something on air with them. They had their coach on that talking, and he made some comment that this is why, you know, you don't coach in the NFL. Well, it's kind of funny. And then Brewster came back. It was Tim Brewster as it was. Okay. Like that. Well, he coached in the NFL for 5 years, and he coached Antonio Gates. So he's kind of like – so he fired back. And so it's always one of those deals where – so if there is something I ever watched on air, like a coaching staff or a coach in the locker room or in a team meeting or whatever it was, I would never comment on it or have that. Like, hey, that's what they do. That's okay.
Yeah, I get it.
I've always found – you know, you think about HBO has that series Hard Knocks in the NFL, which was training camp. And you don't really hear teams lining up to say, yeah, come film us. It's like, okay, we're going to pick a team. Well, do you approve? No. And they have to go down sometimes quite a few teams before they get a yes to do it, because I don't think they probably want all that stuff.
Because they're in your kitchen.
Right, they're in your kitchen.
They're in your kitchen.
Yeah, that would be – that to me, that would be miserable. Because and they cut through some – yeah, if the Hard Knocks, if I'm a coach, that would not be what I would want. Because you don't know – they can – anything can be edited.
Yes.
And so you don't know exactly. You could be saying something and be taken a certain way when it's like you didn't understand the context at all that I was speaking in. And it could be really good or really bad. And also in the NFL, those are draftable players, free agent. Mm-hmm. You select them to come to you. In college ball, like it's a little bit more. It can be a recruiting tool. There's no recruiting tool for the Titans.
No,
it's like, what's your free agency money? Who are you drafting? That's so it's not like you're watching it as a college player and you go, I'm going to the Titans. I want to go to the Broncos. No, you don't have that call unless you're an unrestricted free agent. And then that's when you have that call. And so that's just my take on it.
Well, there's the thing about Hard Knocks is, and the thing that makes it appealing is, but the danger, it's simultaneously dangerous about the dangerous about the whole thing is football is rough. Rough things happen. That's why Hard Knocks is popular. You see it. You see these things play out that are real. Coaches getting into players getting into each other, just roughs cutting a guy. I mean, they sort of highlight guys getting cut. That's a rough time for a guy. But they, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's just reality TV, you know. And I'm interested in what you said, Jake. I didn't know that they would have to.
Oh, they
get
towns
turned
do not
down
sign
a lot.
Up for them. Yeah, they have to go.
Oh,
to
I'd turn it down.
Teams.
Yeah, I'd turn it down if I was a GM.
It's never like, hey, guess what? You're the lucky team this year. We're doing Hard Knocks on. They're like, that's not lucky at all. We don't want you. In
They're
locker
great.
Room.
They're it's fascinating to watch though.
But like you said, though, it doesn't do anything for getting players to your roster because
no,
this is not a college decision. I'm going to USC because, wow, they look
it's
awesome.
It's for us. It's not for the team.
Yeah, it's for the
for
fans.
Us.
Absolutely.
It's for the fan.
We want the access.
Yeah.
But I understand why you don't want the access given to the fan.
Right.
It's sacred ground.
Yeah. Sacred ground, and that just it would not be something that I would enjoy at all. Hard Knocks I would not enjoy because those guys are on you about 24/7. There's almost a camera in every – because they don't know what they're going to catch. So right. It's not like all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, the tight end meeting today got really interesting.
Right.
Well, did you have a camera there? No, forgot, didn't send the camera in. We were all over here. We missed the whole thing. So there's a lot of things. That there's probably just.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering. So you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Miles and miles of film that never gets, yep. You know, looked at. Yep. And so how it could be edited out would also be tough for me.
Yep.
I want to go back quickly to yesterday's games because I feel like we talked about this Bengals-Chiefs game, and I want to go back to a moment we discussed, but talk from a coaching perspective, like the respect you get. Zach Taylor with the Bengals down by 7. We talked about this 4th and 6 play where Tony Romo and Jim Nance say there's no way they're snapping this ball. It's at the 40-yard line. They can't. It's too long for a field goal because it's cold outside. And you know they're going to punt this, right? They're sure they're going to punt this ball and try to get him to jump off sides and give us a 4th and 1. They snap it. Jamar Chase in double coverage makes the catch. I'm curious in that aspect. Zach Taylor okays that. That's the head coach okaying that play call, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So
he called it.
Does that get you more respect from your players by calling the game? How does that go in that situation? They got the first down. They were worked out. But if they don't get it, what's the reaction to that?
Ooh, good question.
There would be
Is
no
that reckless or
there
no?
would be no reckless towards the Bengals or towards Zach because of what the people he was having operate. It was like Joe Burrow was passing to Jamar Chase. They had a clear plan, and it was also something that would have been discussed going into the week. If we get in this spot, this can happen. We get in this spot, this can happen. So that would not be a a reckless one where they're coming off the field, palms up. Why do we do that? We screwed the game. No, not when you're not when you have those guys operating it. If it's one of those times where you kind of, it's just like, well, let's give this a shot. Let's see what happens here. That's just not your. That's not going to happen. But they had the right time, and then also they had, I believe it was a timeout. There was a stoppage in play prior to that to make it very clean to what they wanted to be able to get done if they had the look. And I'm sure that if it was one high, they were going to take a shot down the sideline to Jamar. If it was split, they were going to go. They probably said they were playing a lot of bracket coverage on those two guys.
Okay.
And when you're playing bracket coverage like that, the run game is what's really hard. But in the throw game, especially with the loss of their slot receiver being
Tyler
out,
Boyd.
With him being out, that makes a big change. If they went bracket, they would have went to Boyd all day.
Okay.
Is what they would have
done. That was a slant and go into bracket coverage.
So,
that was a slant and go into bracket coverage.
You want to teach your safety in that spot that you want to go to Jamar Chase's face mask for contact. And instead his eyes went into to go intercept the ball,
the
basically
DBs.
The safety. So his eyes flashed to the quarterback, and then he went and go up the field. Now they recovered really well.
That's the thing.
What is so amazing about that play was how Joe threw it. How he threw it. He had two of those. He had that one and the one to T. Higgins for the touchdown.
Yeah.
They were so covered, he just threw them open. Where if you're a DB coach on the one to Higgins, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Stop
that. I got to somehow
Jake.
Affect his arm so we can get an arm
Jake.
Off the ball.
Jake, what do I always say? What do I always say? I want 6'4 receivers. I want T. Higgins. Because
you know who's not making that? About.
You know who's not making that catch? 5'9 receiver. I mean,
no,
you wouldn't even throw that ball. I mean, I want my receiver 6'3 and over. Now, that eliminates some Hall of Famers, but
and I think Jamar Chase is not over it, so I'm still going to keep it. So you made a statement there that
Chase is out now.
You want
too.
Great receivers that are big. That's really a noble concept there. I want these unbelievable receivers. I want to have all kinds of skills to be really fast, change direction, and also be 6'6". I want Harold Carmichael out there for the Eagles.
I want Randy Moss.
Saying I prefer taller receivers like T. Higgins.
So that got interesting. But
yeah, hey, by the way, Burrow, that throw to Chase, it was well covered. It wasn't it was amazing play.
There was one later on that it was incomplete, but Burrow threw in a double coverage, but it hits Chase in the helmet.
Yeah.
But he couldn't see because
he couldn't see the ball.
Because the guy was just
shielded
blocking him.
Yeah, he had really good coverage.
It was a perfect throw.
Yeah, Burrow's unbelievable.
And 37 yards in the air.
A game of inches, too, would have been so big for the Bengals right before halftime. If the guy gets out of bounds, he's probably in bounds by a half an inch. If he gets out of bounds, they only had one play left as the clock was running. If he gets out of bounds, they're going to have three plays to get in the end zones. They only had one play, and they had to kick had to be able to kick the field goal. If they would have scored a touchdown there after how dominant the Chiefs were, that'd have been a different locker room too. It turned it into just a
7-point game. 13-6 at halftime.
So that would have been a lot interesting too with those little parts of it and how to manage a game. I thought Zach managed the game very well with his timeouts and when they were called, and I didn't see any. Errors where you're just like, oh man, that was horrendous.
Zach Taylor, we don't talk about enough. I mean, Zach, it's the reason I got so mad at you that day when you stomped in here.
I was in a bad mood. My team lost, all right?
Right.
I regret that Jake
stomps around here a lot. You'd be surprised.
But I remember that scene where I got really upset with you because you said Zach Taylor Sipple was not a good coach.
I had a meltdown.
Yeah, okay? and then I had a meltdown.
You did.
I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you're an idiot.
He did. He'd call me an idiot.
Yeah.
It's
I
true,
mean,
man.
Zach Taylor. Now, what I'm seeing now is Zach Taylor becoming absolutely one of the best coaches in the NFL.
He's a good coach. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I didn't bring it up for
in
that.
In the moment I was angry, I was wrong. I regret that.
I didn't
that.
Bring it up
that's,
for that.
That's a weird one, though. Like, my team lost, so I yelled at Zach Taylor. That doesn't add up to me.
Well,
I can see it. That's like all of a sudden just like.
In that specific
game. He aimed it at me because he knows I'm a big Zach Taylor fan. Mm.
No, I said it because the Dolphins lost.
But I think you're trying to get to
that
me.
Game. He didn't have a good game play calling. I still admit that. I think that in the Dolphins game in like week 4, long time ago, he did not call a good game. So
but they won.
In that moment, I was right about that game. But overall, he's a really good coach.
He's become one of the better. I mean, top 6 type coach, right? I mean, how could you say he's not?
I don't know what number he falls. He's a good. He's really good. I hate that part. Who's one? Who's two? He's 2.5.
Yeah,
who's 2B?
Yeah, yeah.
He's really good coach.
Yeah, how do you do that?
He's done a nice job, and also he helps – having really good players.
And Burrow. That's why Zach probably gets overshadowed, right, because of Burrow.
It is. Well, and again, you know, Jamar Chase obviously is phenomenal, and Joe Mixon is a good running back, and Higgins, and yeah, they got stud playmakers.
Does he have to go improve that defense a little bit?
The defense is good.
Okay.
The Bengals defense now again is
pass coach, rusher.
They have one though. Trey Hendrickson is a good pass rusher. He didn't have a good game last night. The Chiefs have a pretty good offensive line.
We haven't talked about Chris Jones. If you had to point to one or two difference makers in that game, isn't Chris Jones, is he number one?
He's up there.
Chris Jones?
So Chris Jones as a defensive tackle. He played outside a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, they move him out. They move him out.
He had 15 and a half sacks this year.
And he was a bear last night.
And he had his first two ever postseason sacks last night.
14 games of postseason first postseason
two sacks. He had two of them last night.
They didn't have the ability to pierce people like the Chiefs did. There was a holding in the fourth quarter where they just on the guard where it was just an explosive play.
On the
Bengals guard. Made it back to second and 19,
yep.
I believe it got a holding call.
Yep.
So that didn't happen with those inside guys getting that type of push in the pocket against the Chiefs. They didn't have that same push.
Because they didn't have Chris Jones.
No.
Number 95 was I don't know what do you do with him?
But at the same time, the Chiefs did not run the football that well last night. So if you go up the middle, they were getting 1 or 2 yards. That's it. I mean, they were stuffing the inside. So it wasn't like they were just getting blown apart.
Well, one scramble that Joe made was the longest run.
Yeah,
20 yards. Whatever it was, 20 yards. But anyway, it was a great play by him. But that was the longest run at that time for
the whole game. Did you see Joe juke to safety?
He did. I said, whoop.
Yeah. Did you see Joe?
That was Nick Bolton.
Yeah, with that, it was like a shoulder move.
Yep.
Shoulder shimmy.
Heck of a shimmy. Yeah.
Joe can play.
Man. He'll be around for a
while. Well, Mahomes Burrow. We're going to see this over and over, right?
Well, then
you got Josh Allen. You got Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert.
Oh, we're in for it. It's going to be great.
Hopefully Tua in that conversation.
Yeah, maybe Tua.
But not yet.
You got to get a new coach and then maybe.
Hey, speaking of a new coach before we get to break, it was a little party at my house yesterday. Vic Fangio going to the Dolphins, defensive coordinator.
Oh, I thought you meant Vic Fangio was at your house.
No.
That would be that's what I did too. I'm like, a little party at our house. I'm like, Vic Fangio stopped by just to
why'd you bury that?
Talk about the 3-4 or 4-3 and zone blitzes all of a sudden. And you had some questions and he answered him correctly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I thought happened.
It's a big day.
Did you think for a second that Vic Fangio was at his house?
I did. That's exactly what I thought. No. I'm like, what?
I wish he was. I would have given him a big high five, say, welcome to the team.
Yes.
Oh, you
welcome to the team.
Right.
Welcome to the squad.
He would have
one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. Going to be in the Miami sidelines. Watch out. We're coming.
I think the only person who caught that anywhere in the transactions was you.
Me?
Yeah. I did see it too. But
Vic Fangio's the man. Yeah, that guy's a stud.
That's a good hire.
We haven't had a guy like that in a long time.
Where'd Fangio come from?
He didn't coach this year. He got fired by the Broncos last year and took the year off to kind of, you know, just
reset.
Reset.
All right. Fangio at your house on the patio.
I wish I would have had a beer with him. Come on, Vic. Let's talk defense here. Talk about this defense. All right, when we come back,
I want to talk about.
So Nebraska is sending a lot of people, a lot of coaches, to go talk to Dylan Raiola. They did.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious. Have you ever seen something like that, Coach Bush, in your time recruiting? We'll discuss that next. Our early break on the ticket.
Swimsuit check. Sunscreen check. Phone charger check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.